This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A story now on industry lobbying to fight climate change. The ski industry is now contending with winters that are shorter. Allie Budner of the Mountain West News Bureau filed this for us from Colorado.
Aspen Skiing Company recently launched an ad campaign called Give a Flake. A music video shows action shots on the mountain with messages like, if you love powder days, protect your passion, join the movement. Christian Knapp is the marketing director for Aspen. It owns 4 resorts in the region. Knapp says Aspen's ski season is getting shorter, and in the season that ended last year, the company took a financial hit to the tune of millions of dollars because there was so little snow. But he says this isn't just about his business.
It's a much bigger issue to the vitality and the vibrancy of our sport.
And the economy. In 2016, the Commerce Department estimates that snow activities generated about $11.3 billion in revenue nationwide. An Aspen Skiing Company is giving its visitors direct tools to get involved.
There's a really cool Twitter widget where you can go in and put in your zip code, and it will pull up your state senators and representatives.
The app shows how those politicians have voted on climate issues.
And then you can choose to generate a tweet at them.
Knapp has even gone to Washington to lobby lawmakers in person. Smaller ski areas, like Arapaho Basin, 80 miles west of Denver, are lobbying locally. Walking the trails of A-Basin, as it's called, Mike Nathan explains. Nathan is A-Basin's sustainability manager. He says politics are important in his job, but
I don't think we'd feel very right about touting this climate action and advocacy if we weren't actually doing anything here. You know, you got to walk the walk, too.
Nathan oversees energy efficiency and waste reduction programs. He says it saves his ski area money, nearly $10,000 in electricity alone. But it's also about setting an example. Though he says a few potential visitors sometimes push back.
We'll have a Facebook post around some sustainability win or a new project. And there's always like one person that's like, oh, great. Hey, Basin's political now. I guess I won't come.
Still, more and more people expect companies to stand for something beyond just making money. That's according to Suzanne Shelton, founder and CEO of Shelton Group, a marketing firm that focuses on sustainability.
If you're a company that relies on people to come ski, you're about snow, then of course I would expect you to take a stand on climate change and global warming.
In January, several large ski industry associations joined forces to form the Outdoor Business Climate Partnership to push for more action. In Colorado Springs, I'm Allie Budner for Marketplace.